It's Dredd and Rogalski in the studio. It is time for our Mendocino Coast Health Report. We say good morning to Lucretia Renteria, Executive Director of Mendocino Coast Clinics. Good morning, Lucretia.
Good morning.
Now, a lot to get to today, talking about vaccinations and testing and some zip code data about vaccination levels in the county, and also a warning about the emergency room being somewhat overwhelmed at this point.
Yes, we have been advised from the emergency room to please call them if we feel that we need to send anyone over. They're very overwhelmed right now. So if anyone out there is feeling like they need some medical attention, if it's a true emergency, of course, go to the emergency room. But please contact your primary care provider and see if you can be seen in primary care for anything less than a true emergency. The hospital is full, and the hospitals across the county are struggling with being full and having so many COVID patients and still having to take care of other patients.
Sure,
hospitalization.
Yeah. Right.
So across the county, we have 62.1% of the eligible population fully vaccinated, and 72% of the eligible population have had at least one dose or more, which is, you know, we're inching up there, but of course we know that we've had challenges in different parts of the county. A couple of our challenging areas have been Casper and Elk, and right now Casper is sitting at 40.5% fully vaccinated and 45.6% at least one dose or more. Elk is a little lower at 37% fully vaccinated and 42.7% one dose or more. Fort Bragg has 67.8% fully vaccinated and 75.7% with one dose or more. So I'm really glad to see that number really increasing. And then Little River has 60.5% fully vaccinated and 66% at one dose or more. Mendocino has 80.8% fully vaccinated with 89% one dose or more. And Westport has 85.5% fully vaccinated and 93.8% one dose or more. So we do see that over the past couple of weeks, and it's been evidenced by our lines around the parking lot when we're doing our vaccine clinics, that people are coming in. Those that probably were more hesitant about the vaccine are deciding to get vaccinated, which is really good news for our community. This Delta variant is just so transmittable and has really affected case numbers here on the coast. We have never seen this type of positive case numbers along the entire time of this pandemic as we're seeing right now. It's hitting people very hard. So please mask up, even outdoors, limit public contact. Let's go back to some of those safety measures that we were using before. We can voluntarily do it. We don't need the public health officers to tell us that we need to. We really just need to take care of ourselves and wear our masks, use social distancing, and wash our hands, maintain, you know, a shelter in place on ourselves to keep ourselves healthy. I want to remind everyone that we do have testing available for everybody in the community. On Tuesdays at the Veterans Hall, the county has their OptumServe team doing vaccines from 9 to 5. You have to register with LHI. You can find that information on the county website, but you do not need an appointment. It's walk-up. And on Wednesday morning and Thursday afternoon, we do testing for everybody in the community. You don't have to be an MCC patient, but we do ask that you give us a call in advance so that we can get you registered in the system. Again, our phone number is 964-1251. And if it happens to work for you and you show up, we're not going to turn you away, but we appreciate the call in advance so that we can get the paperwork done and make it really a smooth process for you to come in and get your testing done. If you have symptoms or you have a close contact to somebody who tested positive, you should call your primary care provider and see about what the options are for testing. For MCC patients, we have antigen testing. That's the rapid testing here, and we can do that. It takes about 15 minutes to run. We have PCR rapid testing. If that's indicated for you, that takes about 40 minutes to run. It's important for you to talk to somebody about what kind of test you need, because it depends on when your contact was. If this is based on close contact, you should test 3 to 5 days after that close contact. Testing immediately won't necessarily give you the right results, so you want to test at the right time. So you need to talk to somebody about which test is right for you and when you need to get that test done. So that's why I'm suggesting that you call your primary care provider and talk that out and see what options they have for you. You can call us if you're a clinic patient, and we will get you in. We've been doing probably close to 150 people a day when we're doing our surveillance testing. And then for symptomatic and close contacts, we've seen at least 50 people a day, and sometimes up to 80 people in a day. Our team is maxed out. I really feel for how hard they're working right now, but we are trying to meet all of the needs of our patients and of the community as well as we can. And I apologize that we can't just test everybody as soon as they want to, but that's just kind of impossible right now. We're in such a surge.
My goodness. This Delta variant, it's just amazing. I know, Lucretia, and you're giving us the specifics on a day-to-day basis. I'm glad to hear in general that people are saying, hey, this is kind of serious. I better do something about it.
Yes.
Lucretia, thanks very much for all that information. Really appreciate it. And thank you for listening to the Mendocino Coast Health Report. Rogalski here from the Coast.